Chris, how are we doing squad-wise in terms of, some might not feature this weekend, but in terms of the road to recovery for the likes of Bruno and Sam and people like that?
We're probably the ones that will miss out for sure at the weekend is Gaetan Bong, who of course has been out for a few games now. Bruno and Sam Baldock, who missed... Obviously, Bruno missed the last couple of games. They're both making really good progress, but certainly both of them won't be involved at the weekend. Apart from that, I think almost everybody comes into contention.
Has Liam come in, or is it a bit early for him in Berrien when he played early in the week?
Yeah, at the moment, we're still just making decisions on Liam. Liam's has made good progress. He'll be the first to admit it's been a little bit slower than what we would have liked. But the end product is, the one that we're working hard to get to, and it's got to be right. So it's probably just still a few little hurdles that he's had on the way to get over, but he's back in playing games, and so we'll make decisions on Liam over this initial period. But it's good to see him back in training. He's had probably now a good 3+ weeks training, and he's improving, but probably not at the pace that he would like.
You brought in Tomori. Tell us a little bit about that move, him coming in, but also how much he can feature. Can he go straight into a game like the weekend?
He was in on Tuesday, so he met some of the players. He has done a session here, but he hasn't done a full session with the team, which he'll do today. Yes, he's very much up to speed. He is a lad that of course has been training every day and playing games, lots of under 23 games at Chelsea, which of course is a very, very good standard. But yes, he's available and he's fit. The thinking in bringing him in was just because of what we've experienced in the fullback position. Of course, Bruno missed in the last couple of games. Gaetan also missing the last few games. We just felt that that was one area that we needed to maybe bring in some cover. And there are two options. You either bring in somebody that's got a little bit of experience, knowing that Liam, perhaps slower than what we would like, but Liam will be back at some stage. And we felt it was prime to bring in a young, enthusiastic one that would also allow us to put Rob Hunt out on loan. The thinking with Rob was that in the summer, and because of where we were, we didn't really get that opportunity. And he's developed well in the first team group, and that probably has been the plus for Rob Hunt. That although he didn't get the opportunity to go out on loan, which is what we wanted to do for his development, what he did learn was training with the first team every day and being involved. And that will give us the opportunity to send Rob Hunt out on loan as well.